Shut the Fridge Door.
Hi, I'm Mary with FreeToBeMeCenter.com, and I'm so excited to present to you the podcast, Shut the Fridge Door. I teach women and men who have always struggled with their weight the tools they need to have the freedom from food and how to have the ability to enjoy their life their way without pills, gimmicks, and draining their bank account. I love to hear from listeners, so please feel free to leave me a voicemail message or text me with your comments or questions at 269-888-3400. You may be featured on the show. That's 269-888-3400. This is Mary, and I'm back with discussing the Economist Diet. Last week, we talked about the 6 core micro habits. They were weigh yourself every day, eat 1 square meal a day, be calorie conscious, don't waste money on fad diets or diet food, limit variety in your diet, and adopt a mini-feast, mini-fast lifestyle. Today I'm going to talk about the micro habits. He listed 25 of them. We're going to talk about a few of them, mainly around eating at home or eating out or preparing to eat, such as buying groceries. So first I want to talk about the eating out micro habits that you should adopt. The first one being, don't drink your calories. So this was a big one for me prior to starting Weight Watchers, and it still can be at times, especially if I'm out and about and want to indulge in a sugar-based Pepsi or even a Mountain Dew when it's in the summertime. One of the things that I do is I do like to drink the Diet Mountain Dew. However, it's got to be ice cold for me. So, I've always got to have ice for that. So don't drink your calories. Those fancy coffee drinks are outrageous in points and in calories. Another micro habit would be to limit your consumption of bread, pasta, pizza, and sugar. So those bread baskets that are sitting on the table, the breadsticks at Olive Garden, all of those things add up, including appetizers. If you've ever done the calorie count on an appetizer just at Applebee's, it'll blow your mind. I mean, it's could be your whole day in calories right there. The third micro habit would be resist all upselling. So that's the avoid saying go large, supersize me. And paired with that is order the smallest size available. So, you know, if you're going out and you're going to enjoy ice cream with your family and friends, you know, get that small kitty cone or get the small sundae. Try to order the smallest sizes possible. This will help keep a good restraint on your calories or points that you're spending. And so let's talk about at home. So one of the micro habits they talk about is spend money on kitchen essentials, not on fancy equipment you'll never use. So I am very guilty of this. I have more appliances and more accessories for my Instapot than I should have. And there's really only a few kitchen essentials that you need. And I tried to list out the ones that I have to have, and I'll go through those. So one is a kitchen scale. You've got to know how much your food weighs in order to accurately measure how many points or calories you're indulging in. Second, you need measuring cups and spoons. You need some good cookware, storage containers for the freezer and for the refrigerator, insulated cups. In order to get that water down, it's important for me at least to have my water cold. And so I have an investment in quite a few insulated cups. And then my indulgence must-haves, I think, are my Instapot, my air fryer, and then the pineapple core slicer from Weight Watchers. That thing is magic. I absolutely love that thing. Some of the things that I have purchased that I've never used would be I got inspired by Hungry Girl and purchased the Whoopie Pie Pan off Amazon. I have yet to do anything with it. My plan was to make 0-point turkey sausage. My plan was to make egg flats to put on a sandwich quickly, and that just doesn't pan out. I can do it in the microwave faster than making 12 little egg patties. And then also donut pans to make protein donuts. I just don't do it. I'm really not a baker. I like to be fast and quick and have it done. And so, you know, the little desserts that I do make don't take much time. And so really don't invest in things you're not going to use. Another micro habit the author suggested is that you buy your groceries online. So I like this because, number one, it saves you a lot of time. And when you're struggling to find activity time, this is a way to save some time. Instead of going to the grocery store and walking the aisles, you can go out and do some activity that you enjoy, such as swimming or walking or bike riding. And so I order my groceries online. Sometimes I have them delivered. Sometimes I go pick them up, depending on what my week looks like. But what this does is it also helps you resist urges to buy things that you don't need to eat or strays away from what your meal plan is. So I've really incorporated this ordering my groceries online right with my meal planning, and this has really worked out great. Another micro habit the author suggests is to avoid volume-based discount stores. So these are your cases of candy bars, your barrel of pretzels, these are your Sam's Club. There's all kinds of things that you can buy in bulk there that just isn't worth it. Especially with me, I'm a family of two. We can't go through the food fast enough before it either goes stale or goes bad. So that would be a good suggestion, I feel, that the author said. And then another micro habit would be to take a salad or leftover with you for lunch at work. So this would be part of kind of the eating out too, rather than engaging in out to eat at lunchtime. Take your lunch with you. If you like to spend time with friends and you have a habit of going out, you know, when it's nice out, start taking those lunches to your park and enjoying the conversation there, or have a quick lunch and then to take a stride around that park. That'll get you some activity points in as well. And then really focus on preparing more food at home rather than eating out. The more you're concentrating and having control over what you're putting in your mouth versus trusting what the restaurant says, you'll always be staying better in line, I believe. So those are the habits that I wanted to cover today. It looks like we got through, looks like about 10 or 12 of them. There's 25 in total. I wanted to give you an update on my week. So the scale was up 1.8 pounds. I wasn't really surprised at that because at the last minute on Friday, my boyfriend and I decided to take a weekend away, and we went to Sturgeon Bay in Wisconsin for the weekend. And we stayed at Beach Harbor Resort, which is our favorite place. We like to go there usually during football season so that we can go to a Green Bay Packers game at Lambeau. But we decided to go there this weekend. And we did some hiking and we did some shopping. We took our puppies with us. And we just really love this place. There's a bar right on the resort where it's an indoor and outdoor bar. They're very pet friendly. So each evening when we went up to the bar, we took the puppies with us. The first night it was very cold, so we spent a lot of time around the campfire visiting with people. The dogs had a blast. The next night it was a little bit warmer, so we were on the outside deck with the puppies. We drank probably too much. We had a few shots too many, but I would say that we had a great time. And again, that's Beach Harbor Resort. And if you step in, go to Waterfront Mary's and tell Jeff, the bartender, that I sent you. So that's it for this week. I hope you're having a great week, and I will talk to you next week. Thanks for joining us on Shut the Fridge Door. Be sure to subscribe to hear all of our episodes. Make sure to visit my website at freetobemecenter.com, where you can find links to discount codes for Built Bar, Smart Baking Company, Weight Watchers, and others. Additionally, you can find show notes, freebies, and my story. You can follow me on Instagram at freetobemecenter. That's free, the number 2, Be Me Center. Stop by and leave me a comment. If you'd like to join me on Shut the Fridge Door, or just have comments or questions, you can reach me live or by voicemail at 269-888-3400. You may be featured on the show. That's 269-888-3400. While you're at it, if you found value in the show, I'd appreciate a rating on iTunes or simply tell a friend about the show. That would help me out too. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday for new episodes and occasional special broadcasts. Remember, you will not know about them if you don't subscribe. I want to sincerely thank you for allowing me this platform to share my passion for helping people who have always struggled with their weight have a lifelong freedom from fat and the ability to enjoy life their way. Until next time, listeners, keep taking care of you.